I really meant just like who's going to say, hey, welcome back.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Comics Rue Plays. This is what? Episode 14 of this play?
12.
12.
12.
And this is the week before Christmas, so Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays all around.
Hope you got some sweet loots, had some cheer. Anyway, so we're about to... Yes. We're about to get into this combat situation that we left you on last week, but first, I'm Adam, playing Argon Shieldheart, the human cleric.
I am Baxter Knotweiler, the human paladin who was once the great gold worm's gold retriever. And he was a good boy.
Vic Tarsus, the human occultist, and I am in a bit of a sticky situation with some fucking devil worshippers.
And I'm Tyler, finally back in the game, playing Morgo the Great, necromancer.
Morgo the Bramble Rider?
No, Morgo, comma, the Great.
All right, so, Morgo.
Period, host, Buster.
Yeah. How did you get here on
that's
this
Chris,
fabulous
by the way.
Trip? I'm Chris. You all know my voice. Y'all know who it is. It's that guy.
So, if you listen to the last episode, I raised my old character as a big old skeleton, well, rotting zombie,
yeah,
more like, and he started walking off, and I had to sort of extra command him to take me along. And I...
Up!
So,
uppy,
he's been...
Uppy.
He is under my control, but he has been going in one direction since I raised him.
Yeah, that British band?
Yeah. Are they British?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go.
Get with it. Yeah, so then...
Tanner's the hot one.
I guess I didn't really do much between raising him and...
No, you didn't do shit.
Yeah, I didn't do shit
do
until I get to... Yeah, kind
of. Do you just pick it off a bramble?
That's gross.
You've been letting bramble pretty much drive you these past 3 days. And
yeah.
So you arrive at this fort, took out a couple guys out front... And now you've made your way inside to see a group of individuals surrounded by some dudes with swords.
I like to think that I know they're not who they say they are. Because one of my backgrounds is an ancient wizard.
Yeah?
I like to think I can tell they've got devil packs going on in them.
Yeah, so one of the things that, Tyler, you noticed that these guys all have golden armor on. The last time you saw someone with gold armor, they were at your cave. Giving you some supplies from the Great Golden Worm. None of these dudes look like them.
No.
So, let's go ahead and jump into initiative and see how this is going to play out.
For all us humies, roll twice.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, boy, I got a 13.
I'm done using your dice, Chris.
That's fine.
You're trying to kill us with these things.
I actually, too, went back to mine.
Oh, yeah. So they're free.
It's like fucking Needful Things, man. You get dice, but they fucking
Adam.
Suck.
Actually, it didn't do too bad this time.
What did Argon get?
19.
19?
18 for Vic.
And 17 for Baxter.
Morgo?
13.
Okay.
So you're going with a 19, I guess.
All right, you guys are first. So who's going to go?
I will, as a free action, I will Paladin Challenge the captain.
Okay.
And are you going to let me take another free action?
I mean, as long as it's not doing the same thing.
No, I'm going to charge my weapon with Smite Enemy.
Sure.
All right, then I'm going to swing at said captain.
All right.
Oh, nat 20. Oh, so altogether it's a 27.
Okay.
But yeah, nat
misses.
20. Yeah, right? 44 damage?
Jeez-oo.
Okay.
But it's doubled.
I doubled it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he has a -4 to disengage and a -4 to attack anyone other than me.
Okay.
Also, I say, this is for impersonating the Golden Company! And I slash at him.
Alrighty.
And then I kind of hunker back because I know I'm about to get fucked up.
Argon.
I will...
Is there a dwarf in there with him?
There's a dwarf in there with him.
Is in there. What's he doing? Is he getting ready for a fight?
You see him, like, tear his shirt off, and you see he just has all these crazy, like, scars and carved shit in his chest. And he starts slapping his carving, like, his butcher knife or his butcher cleaver against his chest.
What the fuck
he's
are you
doing,
doing here?
What is that, a haka from the Maori? Ah, oh, she blocked out a one.
What are you going to do?
See, I'm gonna ask him what the fuck is going on here.
Okay.
What the fuck is for a free action?
He just kind of looks at you and smiles, and you see like his teeth are all fucked up and rotted. He's like, "You'll find out soon."
They're fucking cannibals, man. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, I'm casting Hammer of Faith. Okay. As if I cast it as a level 3 spell, I cast it as a quick action, which turns my damage dice into d12s.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows, everyone gets a +1 to all their saves this battle. Actually, always around me. Just so y'all know.
That is nice.
And I'm gonna... I'm not having any of this, so I'm just gonna move up and try and cleave at the man.
Okay, make a swing.
Doop, 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 doop. I'm gonna miss.
Okay.
I'm gonna miss.
Morgo, sorry. What are you doing?
He takes 3 damage on the miss, though.
I'm gonna miss.
Sorry.
So, off their left there on the map, so is everybody around them?
There's a couple, 3 guys off to the side here.
There's a guy down here. There's one down at the bottom, yeah.
Okay.
There's 13 of them, if my memory serves.
Then I'll just sort of hop off of my skeletal minion.
Okay.
And cast Summon Undead.
Okay.
So that's going to be 1d3 +1 zombies, so I guess I'll just roll a d6 and half it. Ah, boy. That's going to end up being 3 putrid zombies. And it's ranged, so I'm trying to summon them next to the 3 dudes on the left.
That's way, way too far.
Well, in that direction. How about that? Like, away from me, but, you know, towards them. And they're mooks, so, Chris, just so you know, every 16 damage they take, one drops.
Okay.
And then that's my spell, but my minion, I'm going to have... Can he reach anybody?
I mean, they'll probably get to, like, halfway there. This is a big map.
He's going to keep going towards the other guys.
You have him just Brabble's
coming to save me. Brabble's coming to save me. That's what my saving grace is.
I know why he's been going this direction, so that's the direction he would go.
You just let him go do his thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, it is their turn.
Did Garrett go? Did you focus?
He focused.
Yeah, I focused.
Gotcha.
All right, the dwarf in the room, he is going to take his butcher cleaver and try to hit you with it, Argon. I don't think a 14 is going to hit you.
No, it is not.
Okay. The commander outside that you attacked, Josh.
Yes.
He lets loose a war cry that empowers the rest of his friends around him.
Awesome.
And he is going to swing at you with his greatsword. That is going to be a 18. To hit you.
Negative.
Okay. The other guys are all going to swarm you now.
Yeah!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 attacks.
I don't know if any of these attacks stagger you.
Okay.
What's your AC?
21.
Okay, those two miss. One of them hits you for 6 damage.
Okay. Garrett, I'm staggered.
yeah?
No.
Oh. And the other guy misses.
Okay.
2 shoot their bows at you.
Awesome.
Those both miss. And this guy moves up to attack. These guys kind of go running over here, seeing the skeletons and freak out. But that takes their movement to get over there. And that is going to be their turn.
Oh, fuck.
We are now at escalation dice number 1.
Okay. Let me do something real quick, guys.
Yep. Go for it, Garrett.
Karmic Rebuke, the captain.
Okay.
It's basically using up my focus.
You have to see him for it?
Yeah, can I not see him?
You cannot see him. The door's closed. Okay. You guys pushed your way in and closed the door, if I remember correctly.
I think I missed anyway. So I rolled a really crappy spell.
Okay. So next round is up. Round 2, escalation dice is a 1.
I take my swing again.
Okay.
But this time just a regular old swing.
I will focus.
Sounds good.
Oh, that's a 1.
Okay.
Next.
You missed?
Yeah.
You take 3 unholy damage as you swing past him.
Because I missed him?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you hit him for damage?
Oh, yeah. I also hit him.
Oh, no, not on a 1.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Alrighty. So, you start to focus in there, Vic. Argon, what do? You got this little guy in front of you.
Figgity, figgity, focus in.
I'm gonna do.
Should probably open up this door and help.
One second.
Help our buddy.
I don't know. It seems like the dwarf is just as dangerous as the captain.
Yeah, but there's like six other dudes.
I can handle them. Yep, I said it.
That's what Bramble said. I think those were his last words.
Yeah, that.
I can handle it.
I got this.
Yeah.
Dude, hold my beer.
As a quick action, I'm going to use Invocation of War and increase the escalation die by one.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to swing at him.
Get him.
Oh, I can't see what that is, Tyler. The edge of the box.
That is a 3.
Oh, so I'm going to miss again.
Okay, I like it.
You got a reroll?
You take 3 more damage.
You take 3 damage.
I take 3 damage.
No. He takes because you're miss.
Oh, yes. Gotcha. My bad.
No, you're good.
What do you deal on a miss? 3?
Level. Yeah.
Alrighty. Morgo, what do you do?
I'm
going to say Bramble keeps going.
Yeah, he's going to keep going that direction.
Yeah. Probably another round until he gets there. This is a big map.
I don't know. He's there. So. Neither do you.
I know.
All right. What do you do?
So,
yeah.
I technically, kind of shitty part about summon minions is the summons always go after me.
Yeah.
So, am I close enough to cast? Well, I'm going to walk up close enough to cast spells against those 3 guys.
All right. We'll say you get like there.
Perfect. And I'm going to use Death's Gauntlet. Target is a 1 nearby creature. So, how does a 24 sound versus one of their physical defense?
That
Sweet.
Hits any of their defenses. Shocker.
So they are, I just sort of like wave my hands and yeah, as ghostly hands start slapping around one of them.
All right.
And they're going to take, I rolled the wrong dice. Whoopsies.
God damn it, Tyler. Get your shit together.
Right? I just got to get my shit together.
You played this character before.
Like 8 times.
They're going to take 5 ongoing negative energy damage.
Those don't affect mooks, right? Ongoing damage doesn't affect mooks, if I remember correctly.
I actually don't know.
I don't think
I
it
think
does.
You're right.
So,
but
it ain't do shit!
Well, it still takes 5 damage then.
So, that works.
Just the one?
I think all of them.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, ghostly hands are slapping around the hole.
They said one nearby enemy.
Well, that's just the target, just a nearby creature.
So it's just one.
Yeah.
Does 5 damage to the mob.
I like it. Okay. You've all gone now, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's their turn. Okay. So those 3 are going to attack your skeleton dudes.
Oh, I forgot. They get to go too.
They do. Yeah, that's right.
So.
No, I just summon these guys just to be dudes.
They're just hanging out.
They're just hanging out there intercepting for
so
them.
So then how do mooks work? Do I need to roll for each one? Or just
you roll for each one of my attacks.
For the group? No?
Yeah, do I roll for the group or for each of them?
No, for each of them.
Sweet. Well, the first guy, that's definitely a hit. 18 plus 7
is a hit.
So one of them does 5 damage. Ooh, actually, it's part of these zombies is if I roll a natural 16 or above on the dice, both the zombie and the target take 1d6 damage.
Okay.
So they do 5, and then
it's so hard that it blasts itself apart.
Yeah. So my dudes take 3 damage additionally, one of my mooks does. And so does whoever he's swinging at.
And so you kill one of them.
The second one, that's a 16 on the dice. So another 5 plus another 6.
So 11.
That kills one of them.
They kill one of your own mooks as well?
Almost. I'm sitting at 9 damage total. At 16, one of them's going to drop. And that's a 20 on the dice.
That hit. Mooks crit. So.
Yeah, so just double it.
Double
so
the
10
damage.
So 10 damage plus another 4.
Kills that one.
So
doubles your damage to yourself as well?
Yeah.
No, it's a D6. He rolls a
D6
D6
is the
extra.
Happens.
Yeah.
If they get a 16 plus.
That doesn't get
the
bonus?
I would think that would get.
Would it double?
The double?
Yeah, I think it would double with it.
So then an additional 8 to me.
You hit yourself back for 8 as well.
So one of your guys dies?
Yep. They've taken 17 damage total, so I'm down to 2 skeletons with 1 damage on them.
Alrighty. It's time for the captain to swing.
Coming at me, buddy.
He is.
Bring it.
He is 18. Probably going to miss you.
Oh, versus my AC? No.
Yeah. Okay.
What's ha! Suck! God damn. 21.
Wow. I mean, mine's 19, but still.
All the mooks are going to swing at you now. Oh, yeah. I just rolled a 17 and an 18 outright.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's going to be 8 damage per... So 16 damage so far.
Okay.
Tell me when you get staggered.
Yes, sir.
The other two... you said 21?
Yes.
Okay, those both miss. And the flask guy is going to hit you for another 8 damage.
Okay. I'm still not staggered.
Okay, good, because I can't see you.
These two guys with the bows are going to shoot at you next. They both are going to miss. And lastly, this guy gets into position and takes a swing at you.
Fucking shit.
Miss. Roll.
I'd like to think that I'm just, like, not only blocking with my sword, but also, like, just bashing my shield away and shit like
that.
No,
yeah, you were hanging in there.
I am fucking battling, but all I'd right. like to think as a...
with a dwarf inside.
Yeah, as a free action, I, like, kick the door and be like, get the fuck out here.
He is going to bring... sing at you with his,
cleaver?
Actually, he's going to do something else. I rolled a... 27 versus both your PDs, Vic and Argon.
That's a hit for sure.
You guys are going to take 10 damage.
Ooh, geez.
As he just lets out this scream and your skin starts to bubble and hiss.
Ooh.
Oh, what? That sounds gross.
That's not normal.
Right there. And that is, I believe that's all my guys' turns. Whole lot of missing going on.
Which means I'm gonna get some fucking come up and soon.
I'm karmic rebuking that dwarf.
Okay.
You got this.
Oh my you don't god. Got that. you know, I'm gonna math this one out just maybe. Maybe. Just maybe.
You gotta is it that versus AC or what?
It's MD.
You gotta be the 17.
Gotta be a 17. I don't think I had a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So okay.
No.
Then it is going to be round 4. Focus. Oh, no, sorry, round 3.
Figgity focus. I'm focusing.
I'm going to swing again at the captain.
Okay.
Wait, can I quick action open the door behind me?
That's fine, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah?
Now I can see you.
Cool. I mean, I just look over my shoulder, free action. Hey, Vessel. Fuck me. I rolled a 1 again. Okay. So, nothing.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
I take 3 damage.
Yes, you do.
I'm staggered, guys.
I don't think I can do anything about that. I'm dead serious, though.
Literally, you're staggered.
The trigger
that's cool.
The trigger is one of your allies is staggered by a nearby enemy's attack.
Yeah, then this is.
It's not really an attack.
It's more of an aura.
Yeah.
All right. Shitty. What else you guys doing?
I'm going to swing away.
Oh, hang on. As a quick action, I'm going to lay on hands myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're kind of like, just touch your chest and heal.
Yeah.
He just rubs his nips.
We hope it's his chest.
So I'm going to heal real quick. Go ahead. I'll just tell you what I heal.
All right. I'm going to swing away.
All right.
1.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm just flailing my mace. Man. Just in no particular direction.
Miss City over here.
What are we doing?
Morgo, what are you doing?
Me and my mooks, I guess, we're just going to move towards the other group.
You do see there are some archers over here. Do you want to go towards them?
There's archers?
Right here.
Yeah, they've been shooting at me.
Right where?
Right here.
Oh, we can't see that.
We can't see your cursor, Chris.
Oh, shit, that's right. You guys are way down there.
Now I can see your cursor.
So they're where?
Right here.
Oh,
shit, I didn't even see those two dudes.
That's what I mean. It's a big-ass map.
I'm going to head towards those guys.
Thank you for this view.
Yeah, this is way better. He leaves it here.
How close do I will I personally get to the archers?
I healed for 27, Chris.
Okay.
Weird.
I mean, you can probably get like there.
When it's...
Hey, would you consider that close enough to use a ranged spell that targets a nearby enemy?
No.
Ah, shit.
Nope.
Well then, fuck.
Guys, I'm almost back to full health.
Then I guess that's all me and the mooks are gonna do while my summon minion's gonna swing it. As somebody in there.
All right. I like it.
Yeah, please get the captain or one of the fucking mooks.
So I guess what they would see is they're trying to fight Baxter over here, and suddenly this fucking rotting corpse
giant of a corpse
comes through. And
can I throw him the axe?
That's a 20. Not on the dice, but 20.
That hits?
Yeah. Oh, and actually, can
I see him?
Yeah. Can I say it before he attacks?
No,
I
you wouldn't
use
be able
my,
to see
okay. I want to use my quick action, like I guess before... my minion attacks to light him on fire.
Okay, that's fine.
It
he lit Bramble on fire?
Yeah, one of the...
does it do damage to him?
I took a feat with it where I can set them ablaze, and they'll deal fire damage, and it'll bump up the damage type from like by one step.
The damage die.
Yeah. The only bad part is on an odd attack roll, which I actually just got 11. It takes damage equal to my level, so he's going to take 3 damage just from the attack.
Okay.
But he's going to dish out 6 fire damage.
All right.
I thought you increased the dice. Doesn't it go from 6 up to...
Oh, it was a d12.
It was 1d12 to 2d6.
So he's down to 19 health just because
he's on fire.
And yeah. Rolled weird, swung weird and burned himself.
Singed himself on his own ball hair.
All right, I like it. It's their turn.
And he also, yay, should mention he doesn't have a weapon, so this is really just a giant flaming zombie. Yeah. Just
flinging his bolt.
All right, yeah. He is going to swing his greatsword at you again.
I hope so.
This is actually going to hit. That's a 22.
Yep.
All right, so that's going to be 14 damage.
Okay.
Stagger you.
No, I healed myself.
I know. That's
what I'm asking. I'm almost back at full health. I was it back at full health.
Yeah, so he hit you for that.
14?
Yep. The priest inside, he is going to yell out, come, my minions! Serve your overlord! And then he is going
to... Can you scroll down a bit?
Sure.
Sorry.
Perfect.
Yeah.
He is going to... swipe a butcher cleaver at Argon. That's going to miss probably. I rolled... I don't think a 14 is going to hit you.
No, it will not.
It would hit me.
These these two minions break off and come running inside. So, Baxter, if they were engaged with you, if you want to take a swing at one of them.
Yeah, sure. Fuck, I rolled a 2.
Okay.
That would be, all told, that'd be a 10.
That's going to miss.
No, it'd be a 12, sorry.
That's still going to miss. And then you see them come running in, and they have, like, leather armor on. So you see them start to unclip their armor real quick, and you see, like, all over their hands are starting to glow with these runes, and they explode. And
but the people themselves?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Am I going to take damage?
So, Argon, Vic, and Baxter are each going to take, 22 damage.
Oh, hey, I'm staggered.
I'm staggered as well. I'm going to, as a reaction...
Guys are dead. Hmm? Yeah, the minions are dead. They basically, they suicide bomb you.
I'm 22? Staggered also, Garrett. 22 damage, Adam.
Jesus, achy machy.
There's nobody to target.
I know. Yeah, there is. There's the dwarf.
The target is the attacking enemy.
Oh.
Mm, yeah.
They blew themselves up.
Yeah, just attack the mist.
Yeah.
The
mist fell behind. Not a good idea.
Okay, so these two arrow guys are going to shoot at Bramble because they are weirded out by a giant undead skeleton.
On fire.
And really, they can't see you. Like, you have a good view. Well, that guy could, but...
What'd they roll?
I roll critted.
Oh, well, that's going to hit.
So that's going to be...
She told say.
Is that how that works?
12 damage.
12 damage.
And the other one is a 14 to hit his AC.
That does not.
Okay, yeah. So so he takes 12 damage from one of the archers. The guy that he attacked is going to swing at him. I'm going to miss. I rolled a 6 outright.
Yeah, that's not going
to
do anything.
So this guy... turn him that way.
Guy doesn't quite know how to swing at without catching himself on fire.
This guy's going to attack Bramble as well. What's your AC?
19.
I rolled a 17. Close.
When that guy turns to attack Bramble, does he disengage from Josh?
Josh has already taken his attack.
I only get one.
You only get one opportunity.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's counted as an interrupt action. Exactly. So, like, you only get one per turn.
And the other two are going to swing at Baxter. I rolled, one of them is a 22.
Yes.
Yeah, 26 damage.
Okay.
Sorry, 6, not 26.
Yeah.
I realized I said that.
No, okay. You're good.
I think that's everybody's turn.
I am hurting.
We are going to go to round 4. I'm going to escalation dice 4.
Karmic rebuke that dwarf real quick before anybody does anything.
Okay.
Probably going to fucking
2.
Miss.
Garrett rolled a 2.
Yep, so I missed again.
Okay, I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And his mental defense was what again?
17.
17, yeah, I rolled 14.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I'm going to use a free action to charge my weapon for a smite enemy.
Okay.
And I'm not going to use that fucking dice again. Let's see here. What else can I do? Okay, cool. And I'm going to swing at Captain.
Okay.
Fuck me. I rolled a one. So it's all together eight plus
balls tonight.
4, 12.
Miss.
Okay, I do half damage on a miss.
All right, take your 3 damage.
Yes, as soon as I roll the damage.
Did you get no miss damage on a 1?
Not with smite enemy.
Okay.
That's 13 plus 4 is 17. Plus half of that is what? 8?
8.
8 damage. And it's holy damage if that means anything.
Yeah, okay. He is hurting. He is hurting very bad.
Well, yeah, I hit him once for 44, and then I've missed him every fucking time.
So, Argon, what are you doing?
As a quick action, I heal myself. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
As a quick action, I heal myself.
Hands. Okay.
Yeah, lay on hands. I only get 2.
Mm-hmm.
3.
2 per battle.
Mm-hmm. 2 per day.
Burning dailies, huh?
That's all I have is dailies.
Yeah, and I actually already burned 1 too.
When the undead bears come back.
Ah. Well, we could skin my higher level summoning as an undead bear.
That's true.
I heal for 16.
Okay.
Wait, you took a rally?
No, I healed myself.
So you used a recovery?
No, well...
Yeah, yes, what spell did you use?
Did you use a recovery?
You don't just go, recovery, I do it, yes. Adam.
Okay.
You have to use a spell.
Is he in close quarters close enough to hit the priest?
With what?
With a melee attack?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to cast Brilliant Comeback. You triggered it by using a recovery. Oh, and nice. The triggering ally can make a basic attack as a free action. Instead of using your attack bonus, they use an attack bonus equal to my intelligence modifier plus 5.
Holy shit.
So it's actually going to be a... you get a plus 12.
Jesus. Ooh.
And does that include the escalation as well?
What's that?
Does that include the escalation dice as well?
No. So you get a plus 16. I think you just hit the guy.
Probably. See, I'm
don't
gonna
roll just a one. Roll. Don't roll a one.
Just don't roll a one.
That hits.
I rolled an 18.
That hits.
All right, and I changed those to d12s.
Okay,
That's a free attack action.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dog.
I'm not staggered anymore. I've done all by battle. The way, guys, I healed for 30. Okay. Chris.
Jesus.
Oh, I hit for 27.
Damn.
All
and
right.
Then I'm going to use
staggered.
My nice. Basic attack to swing again.
Okay.
And I missed that time.
Okay.
Oh, heal is a quick action?
Yeah, heal is a quick
my
action.
My heal is a quick nice. Action, too.
Yeah. All right.
But I'm out of them.
Morgul!
can I get within miss? Range of the archers and cast a spell on them?
Chris.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go up close to them. I'm going to cast the Bones Beneath on them. So... let's see if this works. That's a 19 on the dice. I'm going to say that's definitely going to get him. And so that's going to do a buttload of damage. Adam, can I borrow some D12s?
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. How many do you need?
I need 4 total.
There's another.
And
right there. There's the other.
All right, I'm going to hit these two mooks for 4d12 damage.
How do you know they're mooks?
Well, I'm going to hit...
these two people.
Are they a mook mob?
Yes.
Yeah. Then I'm hitting them for...
holy shit.
21 damage.
Wow. All right.
Do any of them drop?
They both die.
What? That math adds up to higher than 21,
scan
dog.
This priest?
Oh, you're right. It was 26. Well, fuck it, whatever.
Can you what?
I missed a 5. So that means I now have 2 more mooks. That are, I think they're called just ripped free skeletons, but I have 2 more skeletons. So 2 of those bad
oh,
boys.
Oh my god, they're huge.
And then, yeah, the two following me, I they can't get close enough to the other guys, so yeah, they're just chilling. And then my skeleton minion's gonna make another fiery swing at the guys around him. Yeah, that's going to hit a 14 on the dice.
Yep.
Tyler's rolling hot tonight.
Yeah, I like these new dice. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, you're welcome. You gave him all the lucky
some
dice.
Yes. Hit. Oh, wait, shit, that was a 19, so he does take another 3 damage to himself.
That might kill him.
No, he's still got 7 health left.
Okay.
Bramble's weak, huh?
Even when he dies, he's going to like...
Bramble's weak sauce.
You know, I think, actually, he's got better defenses than he did as a living character. Definitely higher AC.
I'd like to think as a... Okay.
And that's 7 damage. 7 fire damage.
right, so that guy dies.
As a free action, now that I can see him, I look Bramble over and I go, ah!
And yeah, I don't think I can take any quick actions from my normal. Well, my dude, just my skeletal minion has the same turn as me. It's kind of weird. So as a quick action, I'm gonna extinguish him, so he's not on fire anymore.
Okay. I can dig it.
Now he stinks and
smells
and,
like burned flesh.
Yeah.
All right.
With my crystal, can I scan this priest to see how much HP he has left? How, yeah. How he's doing?
Is that like a quick action?
Yeah.
Or?
Has any resistances? I imagine it is.
Yeah, so he has 12 hit points left. His AC is 19. His PD is 14. And his mental defense is 17. Mm. So.
He's a pudgy guy.
Yeah, he is not feeling too good. He's going to take one swing at Argon again. That's gonna hit probably. That is a 17 versus your AC.
That's a miss.
Is it?
Yeah, my AC is 19.
Adam's got a shield.
Yeah,
that's right.
And he's got Wonderkin stats.
That too.
Excellent. Okay, well, good. He swings and misses.
Capitan is gonna swing at me.
He calls these guys in again to sacrifice themselves.
Fuck.
Shit.
Here.
This going
and they hurt. Explode.
Do I get my attack on them?
You can take attack on one of them.
Yeah, gonna.
Please try.
Do kill it.
Okay, so this time I got a 18 versus AC.
Miss.
Fucking really?
AC 14 or AC 19.
Damn it.
So.
One away.
Did you add escalation and everything?
Yes.
Well, that's yeah,
22 more points of damage to y'all.
I'm down.
I'm alive still.
At negative 12.
Shit, what's half your HP?
Would be 42 is 21.
You got 9 more health.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's yeah, just a one half, shot.
It's
all in one shot. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, the captain's going to swing at you again.
I'm a staggered.
Crit!
So, okay, really quick. When staggered, I gained 10 HP, 10 temp HP.
Okay. Well, that would have been the first time you were staggered.
I haven't used it yet.
No, but it triggers when you're staggered, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So it would have triggered the first time you were staggered.
So it's
so you have
a 10 net,
you have 10 extra hit points.
Yeah,
that's what,
it's a net 10 points. So
all right, so this is going to be
killing me.
That's going to be 26 points of damage.
Okay, I have.
And he heals himself for 5 points of damage.
I have 6 HP.
All right.
Whew.
All right, I like it.
It's like everybody else is rolling another character, too.
And lastly...
What, you take 22 damage.
Oh, I took it.
Okay.
The other one's going to swing at Bramble. Ooh, Bramble don't get hit.
What'd he roll?
Well, I rolled a 15 on the die, and I'm going to add 8 to that.
Oh, just making up
that's
numbers,
that's
going
to be 24,
huh?
And that's going to be 6 more damage to Bramble.
Well, that drops
it's
him.
It's actually 23. But...
Does he do anything when he drops?
Well, then, this might be a question for you, Chris.
Okay.
So part of one of my talents is when my summoned minions drop, they'll deal holy damage.
Is he treated as a summoned minion or is he a pet?
It's treated as like a companion thing.
So a pet.
Yeah.
Then no, it would not trigger.
Okay. Then another question for the two that I just made from the archers.
Yeah.
They're not considered summoned creatures for the purposes of having like the way summoning spells work, so you get them more than just those guys, but they're not companions.
So if they're not in the summon spell, and your redeemer thing says that it's a summoned creature,
okay, then it's gonna have to only be like yeah. All right.
So
that was gonna be my question.
That's cool.
Then yeah, when he drops, he doesn't do anything.
Okay, so you see one of them swing and hit Bramble, and he collapses.
No! And I yell, "No!"
I'm barely standing, so I don't even care.
I'm actually down. So I don't
that takes us to 5. Vic, you make a death save.
Yay, I hope I don't die.
That's sad.
That's a 9. I'm going to use my reroll. All
right.
When you were dying the
you
last
get a plus
time.
One. You get a plus 1 to save.
So you failed? Or are you rerolling?
I'm going to reroll.
Okay.
With who?
You get the Great Golden Worm, so how does this... What have you learned from you have a negative view of the Great Golden Worm?
Yes.
How do you use that to stave off dying?
When I was unconscious, I saw a vision of the Great Golden Worm.
And it pissed me off.
And he said, "Survive. Survive."
All right.
Live.
How is that negative?
It doesn't have to be. It's just a thing that happened.
Okay.
15! 16, actually, with Josh's bonus.
Okay, so you aren't dead. You got 16?
Yeah.
All
right. Does my HP go to, like, 1?
Make death save 16 plus each round to heal using the recovery. So if you got 16 plus, you can use a recovery.
Okay.
Yes, please. I will do that.
Does that take my like, standard action or anything?
I would say it would.
Yeah, that's your turn.
Okay.
I thought the death save was technically the standard action. I guess, and then...
If it's a high enough roll...
Once you would fail 4 death saves, then it's... Okay, so Argon makes a save. Sorry, Vic makes a save. Baxter, Knotweiler is standing. Argon, Shieldheart is standing. Bramble is down, and Morgo the Great is still standing. Who among you will finish them off?
I'm going to charge my weapon as a free action with Smite Enemy and take another swing at El Capitan.
Okay.
Are you trying to kill the captain? Do we want to keep one of these guys alive?
Oh, fuck. I want to keep one alive, sure, but Captain's been wrecking me.
How's your strength?
Let's keep this dwarf alive. He seems pretty lame. And he probably has good knowledge of the inner workings of shit.
Well, so would the captain. And if Josh has got a high enough strength, he might be able to wrestle him down.
Oh, he's got a -5 to disengage now. He's equal to the escalation die.
My strength is +3, so I could probably wrestle this.
That's
this
fine. Dwarf down. All right, so who's doing what?
Well, how hurt is he?
He's hurt. He's staggered.
Could I maybe try and knock him unconscious as opposed to killing him outright?
I mean, you can tell me that you're going to do non-lethal damage with your swing if you knock him out. So,
does that mean he'll still take the damage and let and
just tell me you're trying to knock him out, not kill him.
Try to knock him out, not kill him.
That's all I need to know.
Okay, but I'm using my smite enemy to add to that.
That might complicate things.
Really?
Did you crit?
No. No, so I hit him with, just with the escalation die, it's a 19. But with my stuff, it's a 26.
That hits.
Okay.
So unless you do, like, outright half his life in damage here, he is going to die.
Okay. Well, luckily I rolled like shit. So that's 13 plus 6 is... 19 plus 4 is 23.
You almost kill him outright.
Oh, cool. Man. But I knocked him out.
He is out.
For sweet. Sure. Will you let me use a potion as a quick action, or am I good? It's a standard action.
No, we'll not. All right, Argon, what are you going
to
do?
I am going to swing at this dude that I've been trying to hit for so long. How's he looking?
He's almost dead.
12 HP.
Yeah.
I scanned him last turn.
All right. I would like to do non-lethal damage as well.
Okay.
So, but why not interrogate two people?
Because then they can make up a story.
Well, we keep them separate.
All right. Dude, make your swing.
It's not going to help. I'm going to miss anyways. Watch. Oh, shit. No, I'm totally not. I rolled 18 outright.
That is going to be a hit no matter what.
All right. I might actually end up killing him with these 3d12s.
Ooh. When did you get D12s for your damage?
Hammer of Faith. Damn. Turns them into D12s instead of what they currently are, which is D6s for the battle. 20.
20? All right. He is down too.
As a quick action or a free action, can I look to see how the people in the cages are doing, just like visually?
Oh, I mean, they're bad. They're missing limbs.
But, I mean, they're breathing. They're
Yeah, okay. They're kept alive for meat-eating purposes.
Right, okay.
For meat-eating purposes.
Morgo!
I'm going to... So what I'm seeing is there's Baxter out front of the door.
Yeah.
One dude who just slayed my skeletal minion.
Yep.
And then...
A knocked-out guy,
and then...
You hear some commotion. You see, like, flashes of shit in the house through an open door.
Well, with the last guy there, I'm gonna send my skeletons towards them. I don't think they can reach it, but then I'm gonna use I wanna go around the
outside
the fire there, like towards him. But I'm gonna use Chant of Endings on that guy, which is going to be Chant of Endings targets a nearby enemy with the lowest HP, and I assume it's just him. Yeah, I assume it's not gonna target the dude with zero who's on the ground.
Surprise, it does!
Yeah, all right, whatever, fine. So it's 14 on the dice plus a shitload, like 13.
That hits.
Yeah, that's going to hit. 1d10.
God damn it.
Sweet, 9 damage.
Still alive.
Still alive? My skeleton's close enough to hit him.
No, they would have moved there to get him this round.
All right, well, make sure to move the other skeletons, too.
Okay. They're range, so you could probably have them take bow shots.
As a free action, yeah. I'm kind of, like, on guard now because I noticed that there are four skeletons.
The spell does provide, like, hey, here's the stats for your Bones Beneath minions, but if you want to let me use the archery, I'm going to...
Yeah, I mean, they died with bows. I'm going to...
All right, cool.
That makes sense.
What's their dex bonus?
They actually don't have...
They probably just have a plus to attack.
Yeah, they just have a,
generic.
Yeah.
It's probably not listed, to be honest. Chris threw, like, a curveball at Tyler.
Yeah, no, it is listed.
Don't worry about it.
It doesn't matter. Just roll the fucking die.
Well, I don't want to know, so I have it in here. Yeah, no, they rolled a 1.
Okay.
All of that for...
Both of them? Oh, shit! You know, when you fumble throwing ranged into a melee attack, they have to reroll against an ally. That's what happens when you fumble a ranged attack.
Into shooting into melee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, roll against an ally.
That's me.
Well, it's
not necessarily.
Oh yeah. So, you could also do your skeletons.
Yeah, I mean, I rolled a 10.
Does that hit one of your skeletons?
What's the plus? With a plus 8, so...
Yeah, 18. That's going to hit because you got a plus 5.
Oh, they don't get the...
Escalation die?
These guys don't get the escalation.
Okay.
My two skeletons that I raised do.
Gotcha. But, so does that kill one of your skeletons?
I'm trying to take a look here. I have a lot of shit going on. It matches their AC.
Then that hits.
So then I gotta roll me. Oh, they just do 5 damage.
Does that kill one of them?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But for two of them doing it, does...
Yeah, you gotta roll your attack for the other one.
That was just for the first guy.
Oh, okay.
Because he missed. The second archer rolls a 17.
That hits.
So that's gonna be 5 damage.
That will kill him.
Right the fuck on.
All right.
Nah, I immediately go down next to my minion and start waving my hands over him again to revive him.
Okay.
Now, actually, question. I don't know these guys.
No, you don't.
Normally summoned minions drop at the end of a battle. I don't necessarily know them.
No, I'm with you.
So do I, like, I would not want to let them drop. Like,
do you want to have a conversation with them?
I want to have a conversation, but...
Not with me, huh?
At the same time, this is why I want to ask, like, technically, because
I will let them stay up because it's you don't know if you're going to fight them or not in the situation.
And I'm trying.
I'm fine with like role play flavoring, saying they're there.
Okay,
so because that makes better than just like, oh, they're dead. Oh, hey guys.
So I'm still on guard. Battle's not over for me either because there are 4 undead things and 1 dude in front of me. So I'm on guard. Who are you? What are you doing? What's this?
I pretty much understand what's going on.
Then you better say something to Baxter.
You should get out there.
I'm licking my wounds, dog.
Yeah, so,
Baxter's barely alive.
I'm like, hey, who are you?
Huh? Who are you?
You tell me your name first.
Same time, ready? 1, 2, 3. Baxter Rottweiler. What?
Morgo.
Oh, I'm Baxter. Why do you have undead things? That's not right. Undead's bad.
Don't worry. They just saved your bacon, I guess. Chill there for a second. I gotta get this guy back up.
All right, I gotta tie this guy
slowly,
up anyway.
Trying to bring him back to unlife.
I secure the captain. At least tie him up.
All right.
So once he's back up, I'll get back up on him.
All right.
Have him pick.
Now that
pick me up.
All right. Why are you with? Why did? This is unholy. Why did you do this? What's going on?
It's just some dead people. Don't
worry
about it.
That's Bramble.
Who's Bramble?
Bramble was my compatriot.
Oh, you mean this guy?
Yes, Bramble.
Oh, I found him in the woods.
He's a necromancer, man. This is just his magic. It's just how
do you guys come outside now?
You see how
now?
Big this guy is?
I don't. I actually stay in, and I'm going to tie up the butcher guy.
Okay.
You're just sitting chilling in there?
Throw my sword down, and I throw my shield down, and I'm so hurt and spent. I've been betrayed by what I thought was the Golden Company. Baxter just can't handle this right now.
Baxter, go take a nap.
There's also a big-ass greatsword laying on the ground, too.
I inspect it.
All right. It is, it's magical.
I would like it.
You sure?
Well, no.
Well, so, not after that.
I'd like to just recover.
Okay.
I'm going to sit down next to the captain that I've tied up, and I'm just going to wait there until he awakens. That's my goal, is to find out why he's impersonated a member of the Golden Company.
Morgo? Morgo
it is? Yeah, that's me. And I imagine just because I know what the body's been doing, he's going to keep walking towards the door. Towards Aragorn.
Is he going for his soul?
He does.
I'm going to try while...
Well, I'm just on his shoulders. So this like, is the hey, first time you've
seen him.
It's... Yeah.
This is the first time you've seen
him. So Bramble comes walking through the door staring at you, Aragorn. With a gnome on his shoulder.
I just kind of pat his head. Ah, you finally stopped, buddy. Okay. What are we doing here?
Who the fuck are you?
He's looking
who
for the fuck his are you? Soul. We have his soul. I'm
Aragorn. What? Why are you with him?
With who?
He's supposed to be dead.
I mean, he was dead. I found him in the woods.
He's a necromancer. Come on, guys.
That's just a good point. All right, yeah, that makes sense.
He's really big, and then he just started walking this way. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, he died. We were bros.
You got something weird. You got something weird on you.
Yeah, I got a lot of weird things on me. Why?
Can I tell that my minion is going for this?
You've seen the soul before, like
yeah.
So you see it around his neck.
So I just kind of like, now wait a minute.
You can probably
as
put
I'm
two and two together.
Behind you all, literally is that shouting, his? Is that going this, for wait, his wait. Soul?
You know this guy?
Yup.
All right. Well,
even Baxter's figured it out just because of fucking Vic screaming it.
Going for its goddamn soul.
Well, hey, this guy's pretty big, so you might want to give me his soul.
So it's my holy item.
It's gonna be my holy item now.
I don't know about that shit, dog.
Hey, I got some skeletons out front, and this guy.
Yeah, I'm about to make some new skeletons in here, motherfucker.
I got a skeleton inside my body. What?
Yeah. So, Bramble's body is definitely gonna just try to grab the soul, though.
You have his little character sheet?
I have stats for a skeletal minion.
Do you remember what his old stats were, though?
Brambles? It was a high strength.
Yeah, he had a 16 in strength, I think.
All right, make a contested strength roll.
So that's a plus 3. If it's
Adam,
16,
you can do dexterity
or
strength.
Oh, that's a 5.
Oh, I'm totally doing strength.
All right.
That's a 17.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Yep.
Maybe mine, it's, motherfucker.
Maybe it's Bramble. Not okay. Quite used to being back alive.
He
lurches really forward, work. And Aragorn just kind of slaps his hand away.
No, for the rest of the right, for the rest right. of the campaign, I'd like to think it's like some kind of montage of Bramble being sneaky trying to get the
so
fucking amulet.
If you're a necromancer, why does he want his soul back? He's dead. He has got no business for it.
I don't know. He just started walking this way. I picked him up because he's big.
But you've seen souls before. You're a necromancer. You know these things. You know them.
Yes.
What were you doing before things. You fucking raised our friend?
Yeah.
It's a good question. Out in the woods.
Yeah, because that's a normal thing to
I'm
do.
I'm not going to tell. I don't know you guys. I'm not going to tell you what I've been up to.
No,
so
I wasn't
see
asking that. I want to know why my dead friend wants his soul.
Probably because dead bodies want souls. When you raise them, they have the soul in it.
Oh. Well, he was able to have it without.
Yeah, it was really hard to raise him. It took a lot of effort.
What happens if I give it back?
Why'd you expend all this effort to raise a friend if you don't even know what the hell you were doing out in the woods?
He's huge! Look at him!
So, what happens if I give it back?
Get the fucking huge defense over here.
How about this? If you give it back, I won't kill you right now.
Oh, no, I'm
not. Try it.
Yeah, first of all, fucking dare you.
I'm gonna let my skeletons go up to the door to intimidate him.
I stand up.
But, like, from a magically scientific point, what happens if I give him his soul back? I ain't giving you shit.
Probably just makes him easier to control.
All right.
I mean, at this point, he does what I say, but he's just been marching toward his soul.
I think I actually, instead of that, I'm going to try and stop them from fighting.
Who?
Bramble and Aragorn and Morgo. All right,
so you go in there, and what do you say?
Guys, we just got through a fight. Even if you do this, I'm pretty sure we're going to get screwed.
Yeah,
let's not fight.
I will kill all of you.
I mean, we all look fucked up, Adam.
We may. I have the Cloak of Stalwart, which
so
does
do
not
I.
let me back away from a fight.
It's true, it does.
That is a bummer.
So I'm gonna do a charisma, try and calm everybody down. I'm gonna say everybody needs to calm the fuck
free
down.
Will ye calm and shit?
Let's learn
it.
The whole story before we decide to just go off the chain.
Yeah, he's not telling us the damn story.
Oh, you guys didn't tell me anything. All I know is my dude's coming here.
I'm gonna roll charisma to share.
I don't know if you watched. I think I just saved your bacon.
I'm gonna roll charisma for sharing.
What?
I was in here missing.
Oh, damn it.
Well, ask your weird dude that was out front. I just killed a lot of those guys that were trying to kill you.
He
at
did.
Least you can do.
He did. I saw him kill. I rolled an 8. He did.
I didn't even know there were a lot of guys out there.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Take it from me.
Why? Okay, so as far as you know, you just saw Baxter come in fucked up for no reason.
Pretty much.
Fuck happened to you?
There were 8 guys outside.
There was a dwarf in here.
Wait a minute. No, there were 12 people outside. There was one person in your building.
And you still have 7 health
he
or whatever.
He screamed our skin off at one point.
I was really hoping he was going to crit. I was so bummed. I made it so that if he crits, he cuts one of your limbs off.
Oh fuck. That would have been bad.
That
all right, well.
Beautiful.
I would like to just say, even though I failed my charisma check, that we all need to calm the fuck down.
So,
all right,
I mean,
all right, let's take it down a notch, okay?
Okay.
What do I need to do to get this soul?
Tell us what the fuck you
doing. Hang on.
I was just minding my own business.
Morgo.
Okay.
Morgo.
Let the man talk.
Will you promise to be good to the soul if you take it?
Of course, I'm good to all the souls.
What does that mean?
It means I.
Sounds dirty.
Once they're done, I let them free.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Explain.
I guess I'll. Can I let my skeletons just die?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
I'll just let them die, and they'll release a burst of holy energy when they die.
Is it healing energy?
I can take a feat to do that.
Damn it.
But, at least I think I can take a feat to do that. But no, not initially.
Didn't take that feat specifically.
Yeah, I think it's like a champion or epic
anyway.
So. No, they just die, and you can see their souls float off.
Like, I work with holy energy, and I think the cleric does, too. So,
I do work with holy
energy.
I noticed that.
Totally fine.
That's
weird. Now, just, I would like the soul, please.
Before I give it to you, but, you know, you're definitely leaning towards getting it. But, what are you up to? Because we got our mission. What's your story, Don?
I don't really want to.
You can't just show up with one of our friends and then
magically
be one of our friends.
Well, now he's my. I don't want to be your friend necessarily, but now this guy's my friend. I am trying to do something that you guys like.
Because I inherently know
that's
that.
That's weird. Have you ever heard? How about this?
Because I'm
going
to like that.
Heard of the Lich King?
I growl really quick. He's almost as bad as the 3.
Once or twice.
Well, he's an amateur. Taught him everything he knows. That son of a bitch took everything from me. So you know what? I'm going to get him. How about that? Does that sound good?
Yeah, I don't like your motivations, but
I like
what
your
getting at is okay.
I'm not against you guys. I've been out here, well, not here specifically, but where I was, just, you know, kind of biding my time, trying to reach towards that goal, let's say.
So you're trying to become the Lich King?
No, I'm already better than the Lich King.
So you're trying to usurp the Lich King's throne?
Yeah.
I don't really like you. that's really shady.
Look, okay. He and I used to be good buddies, but he's a dick. And he went off on his own thing.
With the Lich King.
He's got this whole thing about take over the world with the dead and blah, 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 blah. I just, you know, dead people can, you know, work fields or whatever.
So you really want
to... I don't need to go kill people. He's about to kill people. If that helps.
I have to say that I don't like necessarily the entirety of your motivation, but upon seeing the release of holy energy at the end of it, I have to say, at the very bottom, you're okay.
Yeah, see? Listen to him.
Guys,
yeah, you wear gold armor, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I mean, you're with the gold worm, right?
I have the symbol of the great gold worm on my shoulder, but I don't have it on my... I'm not part of the golden company.
But you have his symbol.
But it's on my shoulder.
So I would recognize that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know the great gold worm. Me too. No. Me and Goldie, we're buddies.
Boy, do I know the great gold worm.
We get along great. How about that?
So I see you really want this soul.
Yeah, it's going to make it really easy to ride around Bonesy here. You'll listen
to
me.
Maybe he listens to me because I have a soul.
Oh,
hey, Bramble,
God.
Put him down.
And he does not.
I'm going to let God decide that.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, all right. Well, that didn't work.
No, it didn't. I told you, he's under my control. It'll just make it easier.
Soul is a holy item
to
me, see?
Get that fucking soul.
Can you give me another one?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, here you go. That's fine.
And then I'll just, I don't know what that would actually look like, but the soul will basically go back into his body.
Well, I imagine it's just like the green thing.
But... yeah. I guess maybe, like his eyes glow green or something.
And to be honest, the holy relic doesn't have to change at all. Just the thing that powers it does, right? So you can
Wasn't
still
there
have
another soul in it.
We had to give that one back.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
And I kept Brambles.
Okay.
You got two dudes here. You can kill one and take their soul.
Yeah, that's yeah. It's like, yeah, there's two guys here. Which one do you want less?
I would actually recommend that if they do that, they have to do it without me noticing because I can't unlock. Like these guys should be turned in, not.
We'll talk later. First, we need to interrogate. We'll talk later. First, we need to interrogate these two.
Okay.
I'll take
yeah,
care
I mean,
of this
they're...
butcher. You guys take
so
care of that
so
guy.
So what's the deal here? I mean,
I'm gonna talk to the captain. That's my
pretty
goal.
Sure these guys are impersonating the Golden Company. I
yeah,
only met him a couple
yeah, look
times.
Look at this
devil
shit behind me, dog.
I'm gonna like look. Oh yeah, that's some devil shit.
let's do the interrogation next episode.
Can
yeah,
we
that
let
works.
The people out of the cages first?
Oh, yeah, if you guys want. Listen, I'm gonna go check them out. I'm gonna see what's
stabilize
up.
Stabilize them, make sure they're alive.
Yeah. I
there's four people in here you could kill.
So I'm gonna unlock
the cages,
and are they real touch and go? Like they're gonna die somewhere?
Yeah, I mean
soon?
Like they're missing limbs. Like they've been
hey,
stabilized.
Before you go
but...
healing strangers, maybe you wanna heal your buddies.
No, I'm gonna take care of these people first.
We're stable.
Yeah, we're all up and
I'm not
stable.
Gonna die. I'm walking.
They don't
around.
Have recoveries. They don't even have legs.
Okay.
So I would like to stabilize them.
Okay. You stabilize them.
Oh, I don't need to roll for it.
Yeah, you're a cleric.
Oh, word. Okay.
You're not
It'd
an
be
idiot.
Real shitty cleric yeah. if you had to roll to stabilize somebody out of combat.
I think while he's doing that, I'll pray over the dead bodies. Even though they're evil, they are still human.
So yeah, we'll pick up next week with the interrogations. Until then. Thanks everybody for listening.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back
after Christmas. Have a great holiday season. We'll see you in 2018.
Yeah, we'll do that. So real quick before we close everything out. So you've been introduced to Morgo the Great. This is Tyler's replacement character. Tyler, why don't you tell us a little bit about your character, his one unique thing, and kind of your concept behind him.
So I did mention when I was talking to him that I knew the Lich King. Basically, the kind of backstory idea I had with him was that I haven't decided if I want him to be lawful neutral or lawful evil, but he's definitely more lawful. Kind of the backstory idea I had that tied into his one unique thing is that one day he will overthrow the Lich King. Just one day. It's going to happen. Like, they...
It's been written.
It's
written.
It is written down right here on my sheet. But that they, ages ago, you know, were sort of wizards together.
So do you know the lore of the Lich King?
Yeah,
the Wizard King.
And before even that...
Gotcha. Like ages and ages ago.
Ages and ages ago. Gotcha. Morgo, which probably isn't his real name. But Morgo and the Lich King knew each other, and they were...
To be honest, he sounds like a trapeze artist.
Yeah. They're just sort of...
Just a dead one.
They were maybe not friends, students together, and they both sort of delved slightly into necromancy, but Morgo talks up a big game, says he's the best ever, but really he's much, 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 much shittier than the Lich King. And where the Lich King became the Wizard King and then resurrected himself as the Lich King, Morgo's just kind of... feels really slighted that his buddy just went way above him and is just sort of stuck around.
How are you immortal? Just necromancy?
Necromancy. Old, ancient wizard shit.
So I take it you have negatives with the Lich King.
Two negative with the Lich King.
Uh-huh. And then
and,
one positive with the GGW.
One positive with the Great Gold Worm.
Where's that come from?
His holiness.
Because, the way Morgo uses necromancy in the undead is once they're done, they're freed forever. It's the Redeemer talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of imagine it as, over hundreds of years he's been around. The Great Gold Worm will kind of sees that, maybe if he took over the Lich King's spot and controlled the dead, he might not be the best thing. Like, he might not be good for the world.
But he's better than the Lich King.
Better than the Lich King. Sure. And he has no ambitions of conquering the world.
Yeah, the Great Gold Worm is not one to let the good get in the way of the perfect.
Yeah,
just, or the perfect getting in the way of the good.
Like, one of his backgrounds is I put as an undead ruler. Like, really, he just wants to rule the dead that are already there, kind of thing, rather than
cause more.
Create an army and wipe the world clean.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that is Morgo the Great, and we'll continue his adventures and the rest of everybody's next week.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you in 2018. Be sure to check out Chris on Podcast Massacre.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.